Hi, it's Richard here with my check-in for week 8 of The Artist's Way. Question 1A, how many days this week did you do your morning pages? My answer is 4 out of 7, which is Monday through to Thursday. Question 1B, how was the experience for you? It's been more pleasant to write the morning pages since I switched from an A4 notebook to an A5 one. I was writing so much before that it was taking too long and becoming a massive, massive chore. I was just writing far too many words, I think. Now it feels manageable and sustainable. I wrote about time this week because it was a theme of week 8, how time is my life basically. It's not a rehearsal, it's now. It aligned me that the first half of April disappeared in a blur of work, non-artwork that is. It reminded me of years spent in jobs that took up a lot of my time without fulfilling me in an artistic way. I had to remind myself this week how I wish to spend my time, which is precious, because a naysayer stole the wind out my sails and it brought up a lot of doubt, fear and other negative emotions. The morning pages helped me to deal with that though and to get back on track. I was proud of myself for sticking to my weekly routine of drawing a cartoon about the news on Tuesday. Question 2A, did you do your artist date this week? Yes, I did. I was determined not to miss it because I missed it in week 6 and 7. 2B, what did you do and how did it feel? On the way home from visiting my Nana, I stopped in the village of Glyne. Little village. I've driven through it and cycled through it many times, but I've never stopped. It was a fairly pretty place. I liked the old stone buildings from the 1870s. I found a sign for a public footpath pointing into a wooded area, so I followed it. And I found bluebells, some shelters made from wood, a rope swing, and around it was vast rolling fields of crops that were beginning to, you know, shoot up. I saw paragliders taken off from a very large hill. It was noisier down there than I expected it to be. Big roads around it. I shot a short video to show that. Overall, it was a good artist day. It's nice to explore. It was a spontaneous thing. Question 3. Did you experience any synchronicity this week? I think so. The day after the naysayer, I received 2 inquiries about paid work and it felt like somebody was telling me that I'm doing the right thing and all I need to do is keep going. Question 4. Were there any other issues this week that you consider significant for your recovery? Task 1 was about my dream, defining it, setting goals for it, deciding when I'm going to do it and so on. It felt unusually decisive and concrete for what has been an experimental, explorative course so far. I decided that my dream is to be a cartoonist who makes as many people laugh as possible. My role models are Gary Larson, Bill Watterson, Rupert Fawcett and others. Cartoonists who have their own style and who draw comic strips for newspapers and things. And they also publish collections of their own cartoons, plus other printed goods. In other words, cartoonists with a distinctive style and a sense of humour and, I hope, intelligence. that's my dream as of the end of week 8 of The Artist's Way. I still want to experiment, explore with different ideas, materials and styles, etc. While this course keeps going, but it's hard not to think about the end of The Artist's Way and what I'm going to do next, which is quite exciting. Thank you for listening. If you want to know more about me, my art, maybe The Artist's Way, you could go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/RichardPettitArt. Thank you. Bye.